I changed horses around the time of my 30th birthday from performer to writer, and did so under the misapprehension that it would be easier to survive the cruelty of the next casting assault, because now it would not be me out there getting rejected, but instead something separate, a bundle of paper, something I'd made. Like children. Well, there are certain similarities. You send them out into the world, hopeful that it will find them as wonderful as you do, and if they are rejected, it hurts, badly. But while plays do have their own life once in the hands of actors, directors, designers and audiences, there the analogy ends. You don't get to do last-minute rewrites on Offspring, nor do you own the copyright on them, which is just as well if they turn into psychopaths or arms dealers. No, when your play is rejected, you are. Your ideas, your structure, your words, your fault. And I offer you no alternative to it. Rejection is what happens as a creative. You just have to find ways to survive it. Of course, you can learn from it. Rewrite, submit elsewhere, nothing's wasted, etc. No, what I'm talking about is surviving the feelings. The rage, drunkenness and verbal abuse methods are tried and tested, and as long as you only express your ire to members of your immediate family and never in a public place where you can be overheard, this is an effective short-term solution. Long-term, however, it can lead to divorce, blacklisting and liver failure. Having survived a long career with a score so far of no nervous breakdowns and only a relatively modest number of meltdowns, I have found that the best method is denial, something we human beings are spectacularly good at, and I am no exception. Clearly, you have to navigate the choppy waters of hearing from your agent the news that your skills are no longer required, which involves rage, verbal abuse, etc., as in, "That is so not true! I've written 8 drafts already, nothing pleases them," and "The editor wants to be a writer, stroke hates me." Moving swiftly along towards how much of the fee are they withholding? Which inevitably leads to an evening, only one evening if you're lucky, of drunkenness, self-pity, more rage, and finally sleep or vomiting, depending on your constitution. Day 2, you wake to answering all questions about upcoming and now cancelled production with a shrug of, "It didn't work out. I'm now working on a play for..." insert whichever medium has not just fired you. And you turn your face, with determination, towards the next project that will help pay the mortgage. As far as the world's concerned, the rejection is over. No one's interested in you whinging. And interestingly, if you look forward rather than back, I've found that the private rejection wears off quicker too. It still hurts, but it doesn't stop you writing.